Climate change affects more than the weather. It can make health issues worse, including conditions doctors need to detect and treat. As Emily Jones of member station WABE in Atlanta reports, some medical schools are teaching future doctors about the health effects of the changing climate.
Irene Liu has been interested in climate advocacy for a long time. So when she was applying to med school, she looked for one where she could focus on the environment. But that didn't work out.
I didn't find a medical school with that specific track. So I really didn't expect to learn about it at all.
But when she got to Emory Medical School in Atlanta, she found out students were already working on it. Med student Ben Rabin shared Liu's concern about climate change. He wasn't hearing about it in class, even though it affects health in so many ways.
There's a million things that you could look at, air pollution and stroke, basically any kind of disease process that involves clotting vessels.
Mosquito-borne diseases, asthma.
Preterm birth and low birth weight.
Not to mention the mental health impact of worsening hurricanes and wildfires. So Rabin and another classmate worked with faculty to weave climate change into the curriculum for all medical students.
So this is just an example of how medications that we use can alter heat and water homeostasis, how the body handles heat and water. They can also work less well.
Dr. Becca Phillipsborn, an Emory professor, explains to first-year students how to factor in a warming planet as they treat their patients. She's the faculty advisor for the climate curriculum and says she wouldn't have thought to push for these changes.
But the students had that vision. They came forward with the demand and said, this is the greatest health challenge of our time. We need to be learning about it.
Med schools around the country, including at the University of Illinois, Mount Sinai in New York, and the University of Minnesota, are also teaching climate change. Dr. Georges Benjamin of the American Public Health Association says students often drive changes like this. They've pushed schools to better address racism and to incorporate telemedicine. And they're leading the charge on climate change at other schools, too, including Stanford, Tulane, and the University of California, San Francisco. He says it's especially important to teach this early in a doctor's career.
You can get physicians to be a little more holistic in their approach and recognize these social determinants make a difference.
Benjamin says this is about more than just better treating patients.
Physicians are influential in their community. And so making sure they understand that, you know, the connect the dots for human health is important.
That's exactly what med student Irene Liu is hoping, that recognizing and discussing health impacts of climate change in the doctor's office can drive bigger changes.
But I think that raising awareness to our patients about how air pollution and warming and wildfires are affecting their health and their children will have rippling effects. I think it'll hopefully motivate members in the community.
Having these discussions in med school has had that effect on Liu. She calls it eye-opening.
It made me realize that there's nothing within our health system that climate change doesn't touch.
Liu's class is the first at Emory to go through the new climate curriculum, but the administration recently voted to make it a formal curricular thread, helping solidify climate change as part of what every Emory medical student will learn. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Jones.
And Emily's story comes from a partnership between WABE and grist.org.